You're listening to Hunter Valley Today with Darren Catruppi on 981 2NM. Well, you heard recently I spoke to Beck Hatch, who is one of the Singleton property owners, who is effectively being lowballed by Transport for New South Wales for the forceful acquisition of their property to make way for the Singleton bypass. And as you heard from her, she and her husband are not against the bypass. They just want to be paid a fair deal for the property that they're losing, that they use for their business. I've come across another landholder who's also not happy and is in a similar situation, but different in many ways. Chris McNamara runs a market garden here. In fact, people in the area would be very familiar with the McNamaras and certainly a lot of the local businesses and pubs who he and his family have supplied for many years here in the town. And I'm very happy to say Chris joins me. Hello, Chris.
Hello, Darren. How are you?
Good, mate. So how long have you and your family had this property?
Well, we've been here 40 years and we've rented as a commercial market garden for 40 years.
So how much business do you do here in town? I imagine that would be the majority of it.
Yeah, like we have a wholesale business where we supply a lot of the pubs, cafes, schools with their fruit and veg. And also on the weekend, Friday and Saturdays, we have a roadside store where a lot of the locals come out and buy their veggies. And we also grow a fair bit of vegetables to send to the wholesale markets at Newcastle.
So like I spoke with Beck the other day, the offer that has been given to you by Transport for New South Wales, how much does that differ from what your valuation came in at?
It would have to differ at least a third.
Okay, yeah. So we're talking about several hundred thousand dollars.
Yeah, several, yeah. More, yeah.
And does that include the value of the business and what you do here on the property?
No, really it's a market value for the land and there's a little bit of compensation, not much, but other than that, there's no compensation for our business, for the fact that we'll probably have to shut our business down because we've got nowhere to go. And I just feel that they're not what's the word for it? They're not compensating us for everything we have, like infrastructure.
So you've put in 40 years of hard work and toil and you're obviously not going to be paid for that.
No, no. It just feels like I feel that we should be paid enough money to go and set up and do what we're doing now somewhere else without being put at a disadvantage. But what we're being offered is not enough for us to go and do that. And it'll actually mean we will have to borrow money to set up again, which I feel is not fair, especially when we've worked so hard for 40 years to become debt-free and to get into the position where we are now. And, like, we never asked for this. We never asked to be moved. We never asked to be shut down. And it's just really unfair that we're being put at this disadvantage.
Effectively, you're partly subsidising the bypass.
Yeah, yeah, that's another thing. Like, people have got to remember, everyone along this route, just not me, is giving up their farms, their homes, their businesses for the sake of Singleton and the upper and the Hunter Valley so they can have a bypass. Like, I'm not against the bypass. I know we need the bypass, but we just need a fair price so we can move on. That's all we're asking for. We don't think of it as a golden egg or anything like that. We just need a fair price so we can move on and do what we're doing now.
Was it the same for you where when I spoke to Beck recently, she said that her property valuation was about 40 pages and what the government come up with in the end was a lot less than that?
Yeah, exactly. Like we've put our value, our valuers have put our value in for what we want, but the difference between our value and RMS, like it's just, like I said before, it's about a third.
Can you afford to set up elsewhere without being paid what the proper value is?
No, no. What they're offering now, we could not afford to go and set up somewhere else without borrowing money. We'd have to borrow money. And I just feel like, why should we have to be forced into borrowing money when we don't have to? When we're in a position where we've worked hard to be in a position where we are now, and now we're being forced to borrow money just to be in that same position somewhere else.
Is your land being gazetted like the Hatches have?
Yeah, we haven't come to an agreement with the RMS, so we've been put to the Valuer General now, and yeah, so it's up to him now to make a decision on how much we receive. So we don't know what it could be. It's more or less a roll of the dice.
So you haven't received any money yet. You're paying rent, apparently.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago I received a email on Friday afternoon about 10 to 5 from RMS to say that I'll be paying rent on my property now, dated back to the 15th of July when we were gazetted. I've got no choice in the matter. But the funny thing is that morning we actually paid the rates for the farm, so I can't work that out. I can't work out how the RMS can pay... charge us rent, and that morning I actually paid the rates for the farm.
I'm glad you've got a sense of humour about it, because I certainly wouldn't be laughing at that. Wow. If it comes to having to challenge in the Land and Environment Court, can you afford to go that far?
No, we can't.
What will you do?
Well, we'll have to seriously think of, when we get the offer back from the Valuer General, we'll have to sit down and have a look at that and just reassess things.
Dave Lazell, the local member, you have appealed to him for help. And what's happened?
Well, me and the other landholders, we have spoken to Dave several times. He said that he would help us, but he hasn't. I'm just very disappointed in Dave. Because, you know, I actually voted for him at the by-election last year, and being a farmer, I thought, you know, vote for the Nationals. They look after the man on the land. And I'm just very disappointed in the replies we've had from him. And, yeah, I just feel there has been little effort into helping us, helping the landholders. We approached Dave, and he actually came down and spoke to a few of us at my farm. And he said, yeah, he'd look into the matter. Then we actually had a story on the NBN News about the bypass, and then NBN News actually approached him, and he said that he's prepared to come and talk to the landholders. Well, he'd already come and talked to us. I'd already received an email from his office to say that Dave Lazell cannot get involved in this matter. And then he gets on television and says, oh, he's prepared to help us, like... he's already been here. He's already talked to us. I've already received the email to say he can't get involved in the matter. So that's what really disappointed me.
How can he not get involved in the matter? He's your local state member, and this is an issue with a state government agency, the RMS.
I don't know. I just can't understand that. Like, I can't understand why he can't help us. He was elected to represent the people of the Upper Hunter.
And you voted for him.
Yeah, and I voted for him, yep. Yeah. And another issue I've got that really bugs me is the fact that last year's by-election, Dave came to town with John Barriallo and announced a $25 million interchange at the Putty Road that was never, ever on the plan. Singleton Council wanted it, but they weren't going to get it. And they just come to town and could find $25 million for the full interchange at the Putty Road, but yet they can't pay the landholders along the route a fair price. That really bugs me. And I've asked Dave, I've asked Transport New South Wales, how come they can do that? But no one will answer me. No one has given me an answer, and no one wants to give me an answer.
Unfortunately, it's called politics, mate.
Yeah, I know. And this whole process has really made me realise how Macquarie Street works.
If they can find $25 million for that, then certainly it's not like they don't have the money to pay you and your neighbours a fair price.
Yeah, exactly. Like, if they can just pull $25 million out of the air, and all it was an election promise in a by-election. It was to buy votes in the by-election. That's simple as that, because it was never on the plan, and I just can't understand that.
Will you be voting the same way again in March?
Definitely not.
If Dave is listening, what would you say to him? What would you say directly to him right now?
Dave, you can do more than what you're doing. just don't look at it as at the project as being just a thing that you can get mileage out of to make you look good. How about help the people along the route? Because you remember, these people are changing their lives, so this can go through to help the community, so you need to help us move on too.
Chris, thanks very much. We'll continue to raise this issue and talk to other neighbours, and hopefully, fingers crossed, something positive can come out of it right for you.
Thanks, Darren.
This is Hunter Valley Today on 981 2NM.